don't want to lock down today. Another day. Another great podcast for y'all. Boy, y'all day going well. You know, there's many things that we can do in this life, you know, but we have to choose wisely the choices we make, because a lot of choices that people make are not wise or smart, and they put them in a place that's going to backtrack them, but teach them a lesson. But when you rather not have to go be in that place, or be in that situation, or rather be in a better situation, you know? But sometimes it takes for things to happen to people for them to learn, you know? But it's another way. Sometimes the coffee, they gotta smell it. That's why we ask our children to not sit back and let them go that way. Try our best to keep them pushing forward. And keep striving to do better instead of going backwards. Putting yourself in bad situations. Even though we all been there. Some way, somehow. We'll change. From that day forward, whether you're with God or not, you change. And you didn't do it again. But now that you're with God, you see that you should have never did it at all. You know? But let's not let people go through that. You know? Not saying that they won't because we spoke to them, but I mean, at least we spoke to them before they did what they did. You know? Because they don't know what to expect in that next consequence for their actions, you know? They think they do, but you done something bad, you're not gonna get away all the time with it. You know, reality kick in and life kick in, karma kick in, God step in, you get punished. You know, all these spirits kick in, and it's your time, you know. And you have to face the consequences and repercussions for what you did. And that's where nobody want to be at. But how can you humble yourself and become righteous enough to not be there? That's where you gotta be at. You gotta be on that next level. Wanting to do better for yourself in your life. You strive to do better, you'll be better. You know? It's just like anything else in life. You practice it enough, it will come. Unless you practice, then it'll get to it to come. The more work you put in, you'll eat. God said, if you don't work, you don't eat. So we must all work to eat. Help people. You don't want to put in the work, man. It's all about patience. Those who humble themselves are the ones that reap the reward. You gotta be prepared at all times. Yeah. Most people, why they get in this situation is because they wasn't prepared. But you're not going to always have somebody there to prepare you and to guide you You know, with every situation in your life, you gotta learn how to say, hey, I need to prepare myself. I need to get myself ready for this. You know, you gotta have a strategic strategy for the plan that you got so that you could do better, you know. If you prepare yourself and plan ahead of time, yeah, everything in the plan might not go as planned, but you got backup, you know, and at least you got a plan to go in blindfolded, you know. Imagine going into a dark room blindfolded. And when they take the blindfold off, you still can't see no better than what you was trying to see when it was on. Imagine that. That's how most people live their life, blindfolded. And even when they do get a little piece of education, a little piece of knowledge, they still blind in darkness because they don't know how to take action. They didn't prepare themselves. Take action for whatever situation they put themselves in. They went in blindfolded, and even though they took the blindfold off to see, they still couldn't see no better than what they saw before. It was on, you know. So prepare yourself. Preparation. Get yourself organized for all calls, because you never know what life may bring to you. Those who stay ready don't have to get ready. Yeshua didn't have to get ready, he was already ready. Moses didn't have to get ready, he was already ready. Noah didn't have to get ready, he was already ready. Joseph didn't have to get ready, he was already ready. Daniel didn't have to get ready, he was already ready. Everyone was already ready, you know? So we have to be ready, we have to be prepared. Be already ready. But the devil is going to try to devour you, he's going to try to comfort you, he's going to try to put you in a situation such as only the being. And you preparing yourself is your way out. Because God goes, oh, my good faithful servant has been attacked by the devil. I get him out of there. I get her out of there. I get him out of there. Because you was getting faithful and disciplined. And you was prepared. You was ready. We like depending on other people to do stuff for us. You have to do for yourself. Because no one would do more for you than you would do for yourself. No one would do more for you than you would do for your own self. And life teaches you that. Life will show you and teach you that. And the sad case about it is, you're going to have to receive it, whether you like it or not. Because that's just what it is. Most people are selfish, and they only do for you what's beneficial for them. But that's just part of life, you know. You can't change the way a person's mind think. They have to want the change. You can only get them the answer, or give them the solution to it, but they have to want it themselves. Like, if I want peace for somebody, I can't give them peace, they have to give themselves peace, you know? That's just part of what it is. therapy right now. So I'm not driving trucks right now. I'm actually in the warehouse. They got me cutting wrap from my car, which is not bad, it's easy. You know, transitional duty, so it's lightweight for me. I can't complain. It's just access wrap that the people didn't use. And, you know, you just cut it, put the cones in one bin, put the wraps in the other bin. It's very boring, but, you know, like, stuff happens, you know. But at least I don't have to, you know, lose my job or, be doing something, some hard work, some hard labor work, you know. So I'm thankful that God allowed this to happen for me to be able to do this light work, you know. Ain't no telling, you know what. I just thank God for all that He did for me, y'all. I hope and pray that y'all all doing the same. You just take this stuff day by day, man. You know? Day by day. I'll be back on the road, willing for you again. You know? Who would ever thought that, you know, I would have been in that situation, but some people, you know, they don't take accountability for themselves. They don't. They selfish up down the road. They only look out for themselves. You know, when they driving. I don't know what they, how their mind functions to just, you know, want to just jump over in front of somebody at a high rate speed, you know, but that's how people mind think. You can't control what the next person do, all you can control is what you do. And I could have reacted out of anger to the person, you know, I could have whatever, but I didn't. I choose, like, yeah, to just let it go, because I felt like it was from the devil anyways. Trying to do stuff to me. Oh, Satan trying to do stuff to me. My papa will not allow me to be gone. You live for God, hope for God, you're gonna be attacked, man. Y'all gotta expect that. Don't be scared and, I don't know what's going on. And, nah, man, you gotta be ready, man. You gotta be a soldier out here, man. You gotta be out here ready, man. Tell y'all, man, preparation is everything. Practicing and preparation is everything. Studying the Bible is everything. Studying the laws of God is everything. Preparing yourself is everything. You know? How many times you failed the test because you didn't practice and study? You didn't prep for the test. You just went in here first, like, I'm gonna just do this test. You probably failed. You may have passed some, but majority of them you failed because you wasn't prepared. And numerous of times I failed tests because I didn't even care to study, you know. But, I mean, that's just part of my consequences. But, you know, it was the fact that I didn't study. I didn't know how to study. I thought studying was a whole nother way, you know. Like, no one taught me how to study. I just didn't care to think about studying. I cared about doing other stuff than I desired to do. So when the test came, I wasn't prepared. I just took it and, hey. But as I grew in life, I learned that you have to study for things and prepare yourself, because on the back end, things pop out of nowhere, you know? And if you don't know how to adjust to it, when it happens, then you're gonna be down bad. You don't wanna be down bad, man. Trust me. You don't wanna put yourself in that situation. prepare yourself always and forever. Because if you do, you'll reap a lot of benefits from it. You know? Make it, man. I say we because, like I said, I still go through my stuff, man. You know, I probably used to think like some of y'all, like, oh, when I go to God, everything is gonna be perfect and good and, you know, all this stuff, but, you know, kind of find out it is. But it's the effort you put in to get the ordainance or what's already inherited to you. You don't work for God, you don't eat from Him. You don't work from God, you don't eat from God. You can't go into a business and say you want to work and then, just an example, you can't go into a business and say, hey, I want to work for y'all. And then you get the job and then you're not working. You're calling out. You running late, you get to work, you're not doing nothing. They're gonna fire you. They're not gonna wanna pay you. They're gonna find somebody else who's willing to do that job. Same thing with our Father. You don't work for Him, you don't eat from Him. You can't expect for Him to just give you something. You wouldn't want somebody to come to you and this, you win $1 million. You wouldn't want somebody who never done that for you to come to you and expect something from you. You wouldn't get them that thing. They didn't help you, you know. For those who don't work, they don't eat. They don't eat. If you had a business and you had a coworker that's not working, you're not gonna want to pay them. You're gonna fire them and find somebody else that wanna work for what you're paying. And that's just the truth. With God, you don't work, you don't eat. People thank God just like a musician and just can make stuff appear into their life without them doing any little thing to get it. Just want, and never want to do the works. I used to think like that too. Found out the hard way. I don't got the heart. Yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all about my testimony with my car in the next episode. I love y'all. I'm out. Thank y'all.